The tribe banned reservation sales of the Minocqua-based Lakeland Times in late June. They charged the paper gave too much coverage to a dissident tribal group known as Anishinaabeg Owaswagining. One member says she received a letter demanding she stop selling the paper from a makeshift stand near the tribal casino. A rock was later thrown through her window. Tribal police say there's no connection between the rock and the dispute over the paper. Observers say there's been bad blood between the tribe and the paper dating back to the 1980s spearfishing dispute. Tribal spokesperson Abby Thompson says the paper has a history of using sensationalistic tactics against the tribe.
There have been so many incidences where the tribal members have done good things, and they chose to stick that in the back of the paper. And in the, you know, at the same time, when something bad happens, it's front page news.
But Lakeland Times editor Greg Walker cites numerous feel-good stories the paper has run about the tribal schools and annual powwows.
I don't think they really have a leg to stand on, and a lot of those, all those stories ran prior to this boycott. We never criticized the tribal council.
Walker says since the boycott began, sales of the paper on the reservation have boomed. He says members of the dissident group have sold 300 a week. Abby Thompson says the group is made up of people who lost in a recent tribal election and are using the paper to discredit the current tribal council.
They just take pot shots at, you know, the tribal council and different leaders around the community. It's just like a tool of cowardice.
Thompson says the Lac des Flambeaux tribe wants a formal apology from the Lakeland Times, but Walker says he won't apologize for reporting on what he says are legitimate questions tribal members are raising about the operation of tribal government. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.